Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing your landscape for a season away. Many people live in Florida part-time and travel elsewhere for the hottest part of the year. If you're leaving for an extended period of time, you'll need to get your landscape ready for your absence. Be sure trees are pruned and remove dead or dying limbs. For branches that are too high to reach from the ground, consider hiring a certified arborist. Check your irrigation system to make sure that all heads are functioning properly and verify that your rain sensor is also in good working order. Refresh the mulch in your gardens to keep weed problems in check. Hire someone reputable to mow and care for your landscape. Make sure they know your wants and wishes and that you check their references. For more information about preparing your landscape for a season away and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, seeding your lawn. Seeding is the easiest and cheapest way to establish a new lawn. The best time to seed warm season grass in most parts of Florida is between April and July, permitting a full growing season before cold weather. For best results, the site needs to be prepared properly before planting. Make sure you choose high-quality seed of a variety appropriate for your area and the site. Remove weeds and vegetation and loosen and level the soil. Work the seed into the soil and cover with sand or another product such as hay. Seeding rates vary with most species and cultivars of grass. Keep newly seeded areas moist and apply fertilizer only after the seed begins to grow. Plant carefully and watch your new lawn thrive. For more information on lawn care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spot treating for pests. Spot treating, part of integrated pest management, is an effective and environmentally friendly way to address severe pest problems in your landscape. Spot treating means using chemicals only on the particular plant, section of the lawn, or area in the landscape that suffers from the problem, instead of treating large areas or the entire landscape. It can be used to address disease, insect, or weed problems. As with any treatment program, it's important to identify the pests before you begin treatment. Always choose the lowest toxicity products and follow label directions. With spot treating, you can use portable sprayers and mix smaller batches of pesticides. Spot treating not only saves you money in pesticides, it also protects beneficial insects that may be killed by blanket spraying. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, outdoor living spaces. Outdoor living spaces are places where you can gather to appreciate your landscape and enjoy your friends and family. An outdoor living space can take many different forms. It can be a few chairs around a fire bowl, a poolside gazebo, or a deck with a barbecue grill. It should have places to sit and tables for beverages and snacks. Think about when you'll be spending time in the space. Do you need lighting? What about shade? For privacy, plant a hedge or a vine growing on a trellis. Nothing makes an outdoor living space feel complete like wildlife. Include a bird feeder and bird bath, and plants that invite brightly colored butterflies to visit. Create your own thoughtfully planned outdoor space and use it all year round. For more information about outdoor living spaces and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, kudzu. Anyone who's driven around the South has seen kudzu. This invasive vine has taken over entire tracts of land, seemingly overnight. Kudzu smothers all the other vegetation around, including tall trees. It can grow up to a foot a day, eventually reaching 100 feet tall, and has tuberous roots and dark brown rope-like hairy stems. Originally from East Asia, kudzu was brought to the U.S. as an ornamental plant in the 19th century. For many years, it was even planted to control erosion. Today, kudzu covers over 2 million acres in the South and has been found throughout Florida. Scout your property for any kudzu, and if you find it, be sure to get it under control. For more information about kudzu and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM.